Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by three of the five amazing members of the Dubs Instagram team. So, Jen Bachman, Jenny Berger, and Cindy Ellicott. Ladies, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Good evening. Hello.
So, I've got you guys here today for a little bit of madness, a little bit of choose your own adventure or this or that. But before the show starts, seeing all of your smiles, this is the best part about recording the show, is the video that no one actually gets to see is all these smiles that we get to witness. Let's share about something good. What do you got good in your life? Let's go around the corner here. Let's go with Cindy. What do you got good?
Well, I just committed to a trip to Disneyland in July with some really amazing people.
Nice.
So I'm very excited about that. I haven't been to Disneyland since 2016. So this is big, big deal for me.
With your confirmation yesterday, a lot of smiles were brought to the table, I will tell you. So outstanding.
Very excited about that.
Jenny, what do you got?
Well, I have major FOMO about this Disneyland trip, but in about 2.5 weeks, my family and the Callahan family are getting together and we're going to be doing like 8, 9 days in Disney. So very excited for our vacation together. And then we also get a special guest star from Krista Griffin midway through the trip. She's going to be joining us. So
nice.
We're very excited.
Where
we have some
staying?
Exciting plans.
Mm-hmm. We're staying at Polynesian.
Whoa, nice.
I'm excited.
Upscale, highfalutin. Right? Nice. Jen, what about you? What do you got?
I don't know that I have anything as exciting as Jenny and Cindy, although I do have FOMO on the Disneyland trip as well. I'm just excited for school to almost be out here in Tennessee and to get to see my family a little more. Joe will be home with the kids, which will be interesting since I work from home now, but I'm looking forward to it.
Are you in camping season right now? Full bore camping season on the weekends?
We should be. We haven't been, but it's there when we want it.
Gotcha. I keep on waiting to see Trailer Sam out and fishing and whatnot. No. I haven't seen a whole lot.
He's ready for us.
Right?
And then the boat is Nile Nelly.
Nile Nelly. Gotcha. I remember the story about Nile Nelly. I remember. It's a long tale, but I remember. Interesting. Well, ladies, we have a this or that, or a choose your own adventure, so to speak. And so it's pretty simple. We're going to take you through a scenario, and you've got to make a pick. And I largely put the choices in front of you, though in a few of these you can opt out and call an audible, and you can kind of make up your own story if you'd like. So, for example, let's just go to number one, okay? And we're just going to just spit it out right here. You're at Disney Springs, okay? You were gifted a $100 gift card, and you need to use it. Are you buying a new Loungefly backpack? Or are you buying a Pandora bracelet and bead? The only reason why I say this is I have a whole house full of Loungefly backpacks and Pandora bracelets and beads, but I only see my wife wearing the Pandora bracelet and bead, and it appears like I'm buying art otherwise with the Loungefly backpacks. But what are you doing with that $100 gift card? Cindy, what are you doing?
I am buying the Pandora bracelet and bead. They've got a new Orange Bird bead out right now that I would really love, so...
Wow. Cindy, is it a dangly one or is it fixed?
It fits on the, it goes up and down the bracelet, but it's the circular, but it's got a bead of Orange Bird on it and a nice enamel background.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Jenny, what about you?
Well, I'm more of an Alex and Ani girl when it comes to the bracelets. So I'm going for the Loungefly backpack.
Cool. Jen, how about you?
I'm really not big on either of those, but I'm going to go with the backpack. Every now and then I'll see one that I think, ooh, maybe I would wear that. So we'll find one I like.
That is an internet, like bottomless pit. If you searched out Loungefly backpacks, Disney, oh my gosh, you'd pull up 150 styles and each one of them is like, I didn't know they had that. Wait, I didn't know they had that. And all of a sudden you're like, you're rationalizing like, yourself buying more and more. So have you seen the Princess Tiana one?
Yes.
It has Princess Tiana's restaurant in the back. It's purple. I bought it for Lisa. It's really pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. So, all right. Number one. Number two. Pull up the old glasses because I'm going to show my age here, ladies. All right. You decide to eat at a restaurant you have never eaten at. And I know as soon as I name these restaurants, you're going to say, Chris, I've eaten there. So I try to pick the obscure restaurants that people look at but don't eat at. So please don't kill me if you've eaten here. Are you eating at Paddlefish? Are you eating at Paradiso 39? Or are you eating at Jaleo? Which one are you picking? Let's go with Jen.
I'm going to say Paddlefish. So I've heard really good things about, and I don't eat seafood, so maybe that makes my answer even more complicated, but I've heard some good things about some of the dishes they have, and they've got some great outdoor seating options. So I'm going to try that.
Nice. Jenny, what about you?
I'm going to go with Paddlefish too. It was going to be a toss up between that and Jaleo, but there's a Jaleo up here in DC. So I haven't been to it yet, but I figure I'd rather try something that I can't really get at home.
Okay. Cindy, what about you?
I think I'm going to go for Jaleo. I don't, I haven't tried it at all. And I do love seafood, but the small bites thing kind of interests me of what's available there. And watching the chef on Top Chef and stuff, I'd just love to go to his restaurant.
Cool. No one picked Paradiso 37, huh? It just didn't appeal to you? Or maybe you just haven't looked at the menu yet at this point?
Oh, I've looked at every menu there is to look at. It's just, it's not, I've not heard great feedback about them, except for, I think they have good street corn, but that's not enough to do a full meal.
Okay, I'm glad you said something. Because you guys know what kind of a planner I am, right? I'm literally landing in Florida tomorrow, and I'm like, let's see what reservations I could find on a 16-hour notice. And Paradiso 37 is one of them. They actually have a few. Maybe that says something about the restaurant. And so I looked at the menu and I was like, huh, they got a few interesting options. But maybe by the mere fact there were multiple options, that might tell me something as well, too. So, okay.
Yeah, it might be your sign.
It might be a sign. All right. You stumble out of the boathouse. Okay. And you could be from an overeating indulgence. I'm not saying you guys had a lot to drink. I'm just saying you didn't spend $67 on drinking. You may have overindulged in food.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just going to throw it out there. And you spent a lot of money, but you're feeling impulsive as you walk away. Okay. You walk 50 feet and on one side you got Chappelle hats and the other side you got flip flops at Havaianas. What foolish purchase are you picking up on that day? Are you buying a new hat or flip-flops? Because it's right down the path. So, of course, right now you're thinking, oh man, if I bought Havaianas, I'm certainly not going to say that. So, but Jenny, what are you doing?
I'm going over to Havaianas. And I say this because like 2 days ago, I was on their website looking at like sales.
Gotcha. Don't be embarrassed. My kids have all walked in there, and because they all wanted them, it was like the clean sweep of flip-flops that I didn't intend on buying. So don't feel embarrassed. Cindy, what are you buying?
I'm going to go to Chappelle Hats. They've got the summer paper fedoras out, and I would like one of those for my California trip.
Nice.
They're very Jen? Summery and light and airy.
Mm-hmm. Jen, what are you doing?
So I'm buying flip-flops, and let me tell you guys, my 11-year-old has to go in that store every time, and I am always a sucker and buy him Havaianas, which he wears for approximately 30 minutes before he says he doesn't want to wear them anymore. And we've done this at least 4 times. So if I'm feeling good out of Boathouse, I'm just going for one more time.
Right. Do you look for like the current style, or is it at this point you need to look in the clearance section? Is it just clearance at this point because you know it's wasted?
Well, the problem is he's not, his feet aren't big enough for the adult sizes. So he's very limited because he's like that right in between phase.
Okay.
So, I mean, nothing is ever on clearance for him.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I know. Kids.
I can't tell you how many pair we have in our garage.
Right. Are they destined for garage sale or donation?
You know, they're destined to just be left somewhere in the house, and then we'll find them in a year or two and then go, well, I don't fit anymore.
All right. Yeah. Okay. What's to go to Epcot? You guys ready to go to Epcot for a few questions?
Ready.
All right. Need to expand World Showcase. Okay. You've been brainstorming with all of the Imagineers and you've got it whittled down to 4 countries. Okay. Are you putting in Egypt, Australia, Spain, or Brazil? And why? Why would you put that in? Cindy, how about you?
I am putting in Brazil because I foresee lots of festivals and dancing and music and good food and very rich culture.
Nice. I scoured the map for this one too, by the way. I looked hard to see which ones need to be added or which ones should be added. Correct. Jenny, which one are you putting in?
This is tough because I agree with Cindy. The food and festivals would be amazing, but I've always had a fascination with pyramids. So I'm going with Egypt.
Nice. And you'd have to imagine they'd have some really cool attractions and really cool, like, you know, you think about the Circle Vision 360 from Egypt. That'd be pretty amazing.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Jenny, what about you?
I just have to go to Australia. And honestly, my reason is because I want to hear the cast members' accents there. Like, I just think that would be the most fun. That's the best accent in the world. One of my good friends is from Australia, and I would, you know, drink around the world and then go have some conversations.
I've not seen an Australian cast member. Have you guys seen an Australian cast
member?
There's
no Australia.
This is true. The Disney College program, that's an awful long way for a Disney College credit, right? For an internship.
Chris, if you build it, they will come.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. What would you feature? What would be something you'd feature in Australia? I mean, you'd obviously have the Sydney Opera House, right? Yeah. But like, what else would you feature?
I feel like kangaroos is an obvious answer, but like it'd be kind of weird to have kangaroos in Epcot. So I don't know.
I could imagine Brazil, right? We have the same climate. It's tropical. It's beautiful. I could imagine something really gorgeous, and I can certainly imagine Egypt, but I'm struggling to figure out what you put in for Australia. You know,
you gotta have a surfing ride and barbecue on the beach.
Sponsored by Foster's. Right? Yeah. Pretty much that would at this work. Point. Right?
Yeah.
All right. You have your choice of one character breakfast at Epcot. What are you picking? Garden Grill or the Royal Akershus, which is temporarily unavailable? I know, but let's assume that it's working. You have one option. Which one are you picking, Cindy?
I am picking Garden Grill.
Because?
I love those characters. I really like Mickey and his farm duds and Chip and Dale. And Goofy, I'd be all over Garden Grill, yeah.
Okay. Jen Bachman, what are you picking?
So I've done Garden Grill, so I'm going to go with, and I can't say it, Akershus?
Good enough for me. Good enough for me. Yep.
So we've never done that one. It's on the list when it reopens, so we'll try that. And I think breakfast is the safest meal there. I'm not an adventurous eater, so I'll do it for breakfast.
That was the thing. It was always, when we looked at it, it was always like, I'm not going to touch a lot of that food, you know? So, okay. Jenny, what are you picking?
I'm with Jen on this one. I can't pronounce it. Royal Akushku. What was it?
It's a couscous. Yes.
Yep,
very
let's
good.
Go with that.
Okay.
Very good.
I just, good luck editing this. Sorry about that. but no, I love Garden Grill. I could ramble about everything I love about Garden Grill, but we've never done the other restaurant before, so I'd like to try it out.
Did I ever tell you my story of when Beatrice heaved and puked everywhere after the Garden Grill? Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear this terrible story of woe after spending all that money?
Obviously.
Yeah. It was advised to us to try it from Tim and Amy, and it was wonderful. I got some great pictures. Like you said, Mickey in his farm gear. But Beatrice has a sensitive nose. So she picked up the scent of the water from below that's mixed with the bromine to keep the water from, you know, developing bacteria and whatnot. And all through the meal, she kept scenting, you know, smelling this water. We could even see that, like, the meal wasn't going well. She was still eating, but we knew something wasn't quite right. And this is a story I think I've told before. She didn't even make it to the bathroom. On the way to the bathroom, she was that kid on the way to the bathroom, all of Garden Grill came back up. It was not pretty. And of course, you know, I'm the dad. So what am I going to do? I'm going to hang back and let Lisa take care of this one as she just projectiled all on the way to the bathroom. So yeah. Poor memories. Garden Grill. All right.
Does she get sick on living with the land then?
No, no. And honestly, she's grown out of it at this point. But like, I just remember she was like, something smells funny. And she kept on looking around and she kept like she was eating slowly and she was like distracted. Well, we knew what it was. We were just hoping like she wasn't going to stop, you know. But the coolest part of that, I always think, is when it circles around to the Living with the Land attraction and you see the house and you're hearing like the sounds of the dog barking and whatnot. I just think that's really pretty special. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot because we talked about bathrooms. Okay, so this is hypothetical. Here we go. It's 10 minutes before closing time. You have to use the bathroom badly. Okay, but your 10-year-old has been wanting to ride, get this, Mission Space Orange. And you agreed. You agreed. Okay, it's a 10-minute wait. So you can't do both. You got to decide, are we skipping it or can I make it through and hold as the last attraction before closing? What are you doing? So, Cindy, what are you doing?
We're missing Mission Space.
Okay. All right. She's opting out, going to the Odyssey to go to the bathroom. Very good. Jenny, what are you doing?
We are missing Mission Space. And you know what? I'll buy him something later to make up for it.
Wow. Jen Bachman, what are you doing?
So Mission Space is the only ride I've ever gotten sick on. But I probably would try it again just for him.
Now that's taking one for the team. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This could end up really badly, but we're going to try.
It's not, it could not, right? Right. You gotta play the odds.
Right. It's not like you're going to go and take a bad belly and sit in a centrifuge for like 3 minutes and see how that turns out. But okay. Interesting. What an interesting dynamic that's going to be.
Are you taking a pile of napkins with you from the confectionery? Or?
You'd have to wonder, Cindy, why I'm sitting here and I envision this scenario. How does this scenario pop into my head? Why would
I do that? Yeah, that's what we really need to talk about, Chris.
Right? There's way more that needs to be discussed than just that. All right. Hollywood Studios. Here we go. You need to slowly introduce your 5-year-old to bigger attractions. Okay. Are you going on Midway Mania? Okay, which is relatively easy. Star Tours, which is relatively easy. And we're assuming that they're more than 40 inches. Mm-hmm. Or Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. Which attraction is your introduction to bigger attractions? Jenny Bachman.
I feel like my kids were doing the other two like since
birth.
They were going to Disney. Birth. Yeah. 4 months. So I'm going to say Star Tours. That's a good, like, hey, this is a big kid ride. You're finally tall enough. Now, that being said, we did that with Isla recently. She was not a fan. Okay. But anything that has a height requirement, she basically hates. So we're going to work on her.
Describe the not a fan. Not a fan from the motion or didn't want to keep the glasses on or...
Oh, she loved the glasses. She wanted to wear them. Like, she would have worn them throughout the park if we let her. But she just didn't like... I think it was the motion of the ride and gotcha. It being a little rougher that threw her off. She didn't even like Soarin. So it was... The struggle is real with her and thrill rides.
Gotcha. Okay. Those visual thrill rides, apparently. Okay. Yep. Jenny... What's your lead-in attraction to bigger attractions for your 5-year-old?
I'm going to go with Star Tours as well. Mm-hmm. Simply because I feel like that's more, I don't know, like action for the boys. Like, I think they would, I mean, they've ridden all of them, but I feel like just reflecting back on when they were younger, that was like a big wow to them when they got to ride it for the first time.
And there's a height. Oh my gosh, we're actually this tall at this point, you know? Right. So, Cindy, what are you doing?
I think that I would choose Toy Story Mania. Maybe a little bit cautious, but it's a lot of fun. So, you know, you can come off of it and they're going to have had a good time and be ready to continue to try more new rides. So just gradually building them up to it.
You know, I think I agree with you because it's very interactive And so it takes your mind off being the attraction. So if you had someone that was scared of going on attractions whatsoever, at least that one, it was like, hey, this is fun and we're done, you know? So cool. All right. You love kitschy restaurants. Let's make this easy. Are you eating at Sci-Fi or 50s Prime Time? Okay. Jenny Berger, where are you eating?
Is it up to me or is it up to my family?
Come on, they're not around. This is you. This is all you.
We're eating at 50s.
Okay. Because you like eating your peas? Is this the reason why? Or
oh my gosh. Did you hear that story?
No, but I saw the pictures.
Yes.
I mean, pictures are everywhere.
Our server back in February was basically forcing me to eat my peas. But, you know, if you get a cast member, you know, serving your table that's really into it, like, it's such a fun restaurant. Where, you know, I mean, our family likes both restaurants. The boys think, and my husband too, that it's cool to, like, sit in a car and watch movies at Sci-Fi. But I'm more of, I don't know, the 50s sitcom kind of gal. So okay. I'm picking 50s.
Cindy, where are you going?
Because I've never been there before, I want to pick Sci-Fi. I've heard a lot about it and haven't tried it. And I enjoyed Prime Time really well. The food was good. The interaction with our server was very nice and appropriate. But I'd like to try Sci-Fi.
Jen, where are you going?
I'm going to go to 50s. We like both, but the food at 50s is so much better than the food at Sci-Fi, in my opinion. And so any listeners who have that have any allergy needs. So they have an allergy-friendly fried chicken. I actually think it's better than their regular fried chicken. So that is a great place to go if you have specific allergies.
Have you been to both restaurants? Jen and Jenny, have you guys been to both Sci-Fi and 50s Prime Time? Cindy, you said you've not been to Sci-Fi, right?
I have not. No.
Me neither. So I only have one point of reference in that. I've not been there either. So I would pick Sci-Fi just because I've not been. So
that surprises me.
Well, you know, at the time right now where Beatrice is just old enough, it was like it's risk reward. When you get a kid that's below, say, 6 or 7 years old, sometimes those really expensive meals don't turn out like you plan. And then, you know, Disney pricing and Disney money, you're like, yeah, those quick services are looking much better than those sit downs because all of a sudden you're eating at a time they're not hungry or the meal just doesn't hit. So for a long time, I mean, we were just like, where's the resort? Oh, I don't know. Let's go get the quick service at Animal Kingdom. Let's go to the Mara, you know, or we're going to go to Roaring Forks. Cause it was the easiest path of, you know, least resistance. So parent tip, you know, when you go to Walt Disney World, don't worry about it. It's cool. You're still there. Animal Kingdom, it's park opening and Genie Plus and Lightning Link is down again. Okay. Where are you headed? Flight of Passage or Kilimanjaro Safaris? Cause you can't do both. And they're both going to fill up quickly. You got to pick one. Flight of Passage or Kilimanjaro Safaris. Jen, where are you going?
Out of those two, I'm going to go Safaris. So Flight of Passage, I love that ride, but it's not worth the 2-3 hour crazy line that builds in the morning. That one you can slide into right before close if you need to ride it and haven't for the rest of the day. So I'm going to go Safaris. But really, my choice is Everest. That just wasn't an option.
I was going to ask you, you said of those two, and here's why I picked that. As I pulled up my Disney experience today, I just middle of the day was looking around at what's the wait times, and it was 85 for Flight of Passage. It was 70 for Kilimanjaro. It was 30 for Expedition Everest. And I was like, huh, so I could just walk right on right now. Well, not walking on 30 minutes, but like in terms of wait time. So you would pick Expedition Everest. And Cindy, you were nodding to that. Is that what you would do as well too?
Oh, yeah, that's my absolute favorite ride.
Wow.
And when we went on it last week, since the refurbishment, it's smooth now. It's not near as rockety as it was, so it's really a nice ride.
Man. There,
it seemed like it was faster. It was a lot of fun.
I needed to put a third option in there. Jenny, where are you going? Flight of Passage or Kilimanjaro Safaris?
So I can't pick Expedition Everest either?
Dang it. These women are... It was a clean sweep for Expedition Everest. I can't believe that. Okay. Well, let's just say you had to pick one of the two.
Okay. So one of the two, I'm going to go with the Safari because I'm at Animal Kingdom and I want to see the animals, and that's a really fun way to see a lot of them.
Gotcha. Did you girls, you ever hear the episode with Christy Bouillot? Oh, here we go again. I haven't talked to Christy in forever. Christy Bouillot. Have you ever heard that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, did you hear that episode?
She was a
Kilimanjaro Safaris driver, and she's got some awesome stories. It's one of the ones that I'll go back and I've listened to it several times just because she makes me laugh when she's on the show.
She's the reason that I want to do that for a job when I retire to Disney.
Yeah.
I'd love to drive a safari after listening to that show.
We haven't had Christy on for a while, so we'll have to get her back on. She always cracks me up. Okay. You give your family instructions on where to meet up if you're separated. Do we still do this? Is this still a thing? Because we still do that when we go to like foreign places. We'll say, hey, because like Beatrice doesn't have a phone, and like sometimes Drew doesn't pay attention to his phone because he's a teenager and they'll just put it in his pocket. Like what? You know? I'm sure you all get there with teenagers. Where in the parks are you arranging your meetup? And this is an Animal Kingdom. Where specifically in the park are you arranging your meetup? Okay, Cindy, how about you?
Probably in front of Yak and Yeti.
Good. I was thinking the Tree of Life, and then I looked at all those paths in front of the Tree of Life, and I'm like, dang, I'm going to get lost myself into the Tree of Life. Jenny, where are you meeting up?
Probably outside Dinosaur, because Sean, my oldest, loves dinosaurs, and that's his favorite ride, so I'll know to find him there.
Oh, good for him. I love that ride, too. It hurts me, but I love that ride, too. Jen, where are you meeting up?
I'm going to say in front of the Nomad Lounge. And we always go there.
In front of the Nomad Lounge.
It's Brady's like favorite spot in Animal Kingdom. We have to go there every time, so I know he knows where it is. And it's not terribly busy right there, so be easy
Jen,
to find.
I was making fun of you purposely, thinking, where are we going to... Well, Mom and Dad will be at the lounge.
But my 11-year-old's going to be at the lounge, really.
We should probably go through all the parks at some point and discuss this as options and the reasons for that, because it's still a thing, you know, like if Beatrice were to get lost, she knows enough to grab a cast member and we'd figure that out pretty quickly. But it's a reality. When you're in Walt Disney World, that's overwhelming. It's overwhelming for adults, let alone for little ones who don't have phones. So maybe a good option one day would be to pick this place and pick these places for everything, you know, for everybody.
I always pick a meetup that's close to a bathroom, just so you know, that's a good trick.
Good tip. All right. Your kids want to go on Cali. Another painful one. What am I doing to you guys? Your kids want to go on Cali River Rapids and you agree. Okay. Do you go midday when it's warmest and then go back to the hotel to change? Or do you plan on it being the last attraction and then you're going to take the long bus ride home to end the day, but it's colder? Okay. Of course it's Florida. So how cold is it really? You know, so it's cooler. Let's say it's cooler. Jen.
I'm going to say midday, but also I have gotten wetter on that ride than like I have probably in the shower. So going back to change is a necessity. I mean, you can buy another shirt, but it's beyond your shirt is wet on that ride.
Oh yeah. Chafing is real, folks. Absolutely. You don't want to, it's exactly. Jenny, what time of the day are you doing this?
We're doing midday also, and then leaving to go change. And, you know, I'm probably in the minority here, but we've never done a full day at Animal Kingdom. So it would still be like time for us to go anyway.
Okay. Cindy, how about you?
We're going to do it the last ride of the day and then just that be it and head out in our soaking wet clothes to the parking. That gotcha. Way we get our full day in. And but I mean, there's times when it's so hot there, you'd go and do it and just use it as a, then, okay, now I'm going to sit here in the sun for a little bit and rest and dry out. And you got all cooled down, refreshed. You didn't even need to go back to the hotel.
It's true. Have you ever been on Grizzly River Rapids at Disney's California Adventure? Cindy?
No, the Jurassic River ride is the one that really got me soaked the last time there.
Gotcha. Well, this is in California Adventure. This is the one that's in like the California area.
Maybe what I'm thinking of is the Universal. Hollywood Universal Studios has the Jurassic one. Yeah. I was just thinking because I had to go in and buy some swim trunks because they didn't have any lady shorts and So I had to buy some men's swim trunks for the rest of the day. And it was cool. So, you know, it was around 60 degrees. So you didn't want to walk around in wet clothes the whole day. So,
Cindy, they've got an amazing, amazing flume ride, or it's the tube ride, the round, circular round at Disney California Adventure. And we went the last one of the day purposely. And yeah, I was like, Jen, it was a bath when I left there. It was a bath. So, but now that I know you want to go in the last one of the day, we'll make sure we earmark that one for late in the day, so we don't got to walk all the way back to the hotel. Perfect. Gotcha. Let's go to Magic Kingdom. You need to find a perfect spot to propose to your spouse. All right. So this is reverse. This is like the, what is that? What is that dance where all the girls ask the guys, what is that called? Sadie Hawkins?
Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah.
There you go. It's the Sadie Hawkins proposal. Do you propose in front of the castle in public? Do you propose quietly and privately at the top of Swiss Family Robinson treehouse with a view? Or do you get a skipper to help on the jungle cruise? You got one of three options. Okay. Jen, what are you doing?
So initially I was going to make my own choice again and say Tower of Terror.
You're at Magic Kingdom, though. Come on now. We don't got no park hoppers. That's expensive. We don't got that.
Oh, you said Magic Kingdom. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, but the stretching room would be good. No?
Okay.
So I'll go with your choices. I'll play along. I would say the skipper.
You're going to get the skipper's help. And why the stretching room? I mean, it's kind of dark in there.
Because that's the thing. Like, when it goes dark, you can get down on one knee, and then the lights come on, and then it's like, surprise. No?
Sir?
Right after the screaming?
I like that.
I guess.
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm not super romantic, so.
It brings a tear to my eye how romantic that proposal really is, you know? There's always my way. So, Jenny, what are you doing?
Well, since it's a reverse proposal, I'm going to the treehouse because my husband doesn't like a lot of attention on him. So
there you go. Is it in public? Is it a big spectacle? Because it seems like it's always a big spectacle in front of the castle. So good. Cindy, what about you?
I'm going to go to the Jungle Cruise and get the skipper's help, and we're going to do it at the backside of water.
Nice. We're just going to
kind of pull a ring out of the waterfall and do the proposal, and
it'll be memorable for sure.
Some joke about the wedding, the marriage going on for Niles and Niles and Niles or something like that.
I'm sure this had to have happened. We need to find somebody who proposed on the Jungle Cruise and had the skipper's help. I know it had to have happened. We just need to figure out our resources. So if you're listening right now and you know of somebody, get them in contact with us. We want to hear this story. We want to hear how this happened. All right. You're trying to create a splash. Now, go with me here. I brainstormed all these answers. You're trying to create a splash with a snack addition, okay? Which snack addition becomes a permanent fixture? Is the pretzel now served with a smoked Gouda cheese cup? Okay. Is the churro now served with cinnamon streusel dipping sauce? Or is the Dole Whip now served with white chocolate chip crunch topping? Okay, you got to pick one of those. So you can tell this was about lunchtime too. I was creating these answers because some of them are about right. Cindy, what are you adding?
Pretzel with the Gouda cheese dip.
Jenny, what are you adding?
I'm going with the Dole Whip with the white chocolate crunch top.
Okay. Jen, what are you adding?
I'm going with the churro. So you got an even split on this one.
Wow, even split. I was going to put the turkey leg with the no turkey leg, but I felt like that was kind of discriminatory towards the turkey leg, but I'm just going to leave it like that. There are people that like it. I'm just going to ignore it and let it go.
Not me. I'm a no on the turkey leg.
I'll be honest. When I was creating these ideas here, I was like, that sounds good. Boy, that churro with cinnamon streusel dipping sauce, that sounds really good about now, right? With a cup of coffee. All right. Now, stick with me. We got a couple left here, okay? You can only stay in one mini resort. So I'm going to list a bunch of options, and you got to pick one of these mini resorts. Are you staying at – oh, by the way, this is for the rest of your life. You don't get any other option. So this is it. Is it the Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Bay Lake Tower and Contemporary – and Magic Kingdom, that's resort one. Or is it Yacht, Beach, Boardwalk, Swan, Dolphin, and Epcot? That's resort two. Or, I tried to lump a bunch in here, Is it Saratoga, Old Key West, Port Orleans French Quarter, Riverside, the Springs, the Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, and Typhoon Lagoon? That's Resort 3. You got your choice of the Magic Kingdom Resorts, the Epcot Resorts, or the Saratoga Consortium of everything in the middle of Walt Disney World. Where are you going for the rest of your life? You can only go to one. Jen, where are you going?
For the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. That's it, woman. That's it.
That's a commitment.
It's not romantic. This is a commitment. This is what happens when you get married
in the Haunted Mansion. I guess I'm going to have to pick the Magic Kingdom Resorts because, I don't know. I can't imagine like not going to Magic Kingdom.
Wow. Say goodbye to Epcot forever. Did you just
do that? I don't want to do this. This is hypothetical, but.
You just did that. Sydney, where are you going?
Yeah, I can't say goodbye to Epcot. I'm going with the Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, that consortium in there. I think at the stage of my life I'm at now that if I had younger children, I'm thinking Magic Kingdom would be my choice. But right now I'm all about Epcot.
Jenny, where are you going?
So I must have misunderstood. Like, I thought you meant like whatever like hotel we picked, right? Like, that's the only hotel you could stay at like that. So like you can only pick that park the rest of your life too.
That's right. You get the four or five Ooh. Options. This is like a value meal from McDonald's. There is no substitution. This is what you get. You want value meal A, B, or C. So you're going to either have to end up at the Magic Kingdom Resorts in Magic Kingdom, the Epcot Resorts in Epcot, or everything in pretty much in the middle of Walt Disney World.
This is tough. Well, you know what? Boardwalk is my all-time favorite resort. So I'm going with Epcot.
Wow. Boom. Look at that. Was there any thought at all about picking any of the Saratoga, Old Key West, Port Orleans? Yes. Did that even enter in your mind? No, not really. No
park there.
It did for you?
That was one that I considered, and I was waiting for you to add Animal Kingdom into there, and then it would have been a done deal. But I like Disney Springs, and Saratoga is a beautiful area. The fact that you can walk from Saratoga to Disney Springs is a plus. So it did enter into my thought process.
I agree with the Epcot ones. What would convince me would be the Swan and Dolphin. When you throw the Swan and Dolphin in there as well, too, all those dining options and resort options, that would pretty much seal the deal for me. All right. I need you to come up with three words. Last question. And I need you three words for the icons. Okay. So it's going to be easy. I'm going to list off Spaceship Earth, the Tree of Life, Cinderella Castle, and the Tower of Terror. So I need you to come up with three words for each. So let's do Spaceship Earth. Cindy.
Iconic, relaxing, interesting.
Jenny.
Communications, history, animatronics.
Wow, those are all good. Jen.
Thank the Phoenicians.
Oh, look at that. She tied them together. She's been listening to the show, folks. She's been listening. The Tree of Life. Jen.
Big.
This is true.
Wood carvings.
Okay. Jenny.
Fake, intricate. Show.
Cindy.
The lights, the animals, the trails.
Okay. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's really hard to describe because, you know, we know it's an oil derrick or it's an oil platform that's been, so it's kind of hard to describe that one. Cinderella Castle. Jenny.
Beautiful, nostalgic, big.
Jen.
Better than Disneyland's.
Cindy.
Home, pictures, family.
Gotcha. These are all really good, actually. The only, it's hard to describe that too as well. I don't know what I would say. You know, I would actually use the word like romantic. Because in my mind, whenever I see that, I always see the photo pass photographer and the person down in their knee. So romantic would pop in my mind. Tower of Terror. Again, with the romantic. Jen. You're not the only one, though. Remember, they were offering weddings there for a while.
Yes, that is 100% where I would get married in Disney.
Yeah, they were offering weddings.
Well, Joe and I have had this conversation, and he didn't know that was an option, so he didn't choose that, and that was a whole discussion.
And then you corrected him, and he knows now, right? He knows exactly.
Yes, now he knows, so.
Don't screw it up, Joe.
If we ever decide to get married again, that's the place. thrilling, creepy, fun.
Jenny.
Exciting thrill ride.
Cindy.
Heart-stopping fun.
Awesome. I would say best available attraction for Tower of Terror. That's what I would say. You girls did good. You know, I had to come up with these weird scenarios, and I looked back at the last show to make sure I didn't repeat any of the last show's questions. So you girls did good. There were some weird ones. The only one that I thought would actually cause misery would be the one from the Mission Space. That one is a tough question because that one just is designed to cause you misery. So apologies. Anyways, is everything good? Are we going to talk about some news or is that going to, we're going to wait for the next show for that one?
We are. I think we're going to wait to the next show. Okay. But we've got a lot to cover. So excited to jump in.
Awesome. Well, for listening today, we appreciate it. If you could go to your podcast catcher of choice and leave us a review. We got one just recently that's an amazing 5-star review. So it's really cool. We are so appreciative. And even after 6+ years, we still read everyone that we get. So please do. It just makes us smile. So for my guests today, for Cindy, for Jenny, and for Jen, for myself, for Stacy, who is having the night off, and for Cassandra, who is also part of the Instagram team, I'd like to thank you and wish you a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.